From NPR and Chicago Public Radio, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle. We're playing this week with Amy Dickinson, Adam Felber, and Mo Rocca. And here again is your host at the Chase Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. Thanks so much, everybody. Right now, it is time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff the Listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game on the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Artemis Lissenberg from Houston, Texas.
Artemis?
Artemis.
That is an impressive name.
Thank you. I'm named after the drummer in the Lynyrd Skynyrd band, as a matter of fact. My dad was a big fan.
That's awesome.
It's awesome that a room full of NPR fans knew who Lynyrd Skynyrd was. I'm pleased for everybody. Artemis, do you have a nickname? Do you just go by Artemis?
I go by Artie generally, yeah. Sure. But my dad still calls me Artemis.
As well he should.
Yeah.
Well, welcome to the show, Artie. We're going to play the game in which you must try to troll. No, you know what? I'm going to call you Artemis. Because I never got a chance to do that. Welcome to the show, Artemis.
Thank you.
Now, you're going to play our game in which you must try to tell truth from fiction. Carl, what is Artemis's topic?
Come visit, y'all. No, really. Please, come visit.
These days, you can book yourself a vacation to everywhere from the South Pole to Ulaanbaatar. So the classic vacation destinations are feeling a little threatened. So this week, we heard about a rather novel way that an old-school vacation spot has decided to promote itself. Each of our panelists is going to make a pitch for your vacation dollars. Only one of these come-ons is real. Your job, pick that real story. Ready to go?
Yep.
All right. First, let's hear from Adam Felber.
This week, Cleveland's Rock and Roll Hall of Fame did more than just induct R.E.M., Van Halen, and Grandmaster Flash. They announced the arrival of a new wing, the Rock and Roll Hall of Infamy. Packed with memorabilia of rock's legendary excesses, the Hall of Infamy will feature a film of the Sex Pistols relieving themselves on an audience, a recreation of Ozzy Osbourne biting off the head of a bat, a wall of rock overdoses, including a special They Drowned in Vomit triptych featuring Jimi Hendrix and Janis Joplin, and an entire room devoted to groupies and their lascivious place in rock history, including a diorama of a certain Led Zeppelin groupie and a shark. Museum curator Sheila Griffiths says, quote, "This is great. So much of rock and roll has been about excess and rebellion, and the Hall of Fame never really has been. Until now."
Your next story of a new twist and an old vacation destination comes from Mr. Mo Rocca.
What happens in Tenochtitlan stays in Tenochtitlan. The city now known as Mexico City, the heart of the former Aztec Empire, has taken a hit in tourism ever since the release of Mel Gibson's Apocalypto, the glorification of violence in the Mayan Empire of the neighboring Yucatan Peninsula. Now Mexico City's Office of Tourism is offering visitors, quote, the ultimate Montezuma's revenge. For 5 days and four nights, visitors, adorned with war paint head to toe, get to exact all kinds of torture on Mexican stuntmen dressed as conquistadors. They shoot them with phone-tipped arrows. They sick jaguars, declawed, of course, on them. Then, on the final night, the visitors ascend the steps of the Temple of the Sun, where each has the opportunity to rip the still-beating heart out of an animatronic conquistador before throwing the body down the steps. Afterwards, they eat a paella. A sacrifice of $2,500 is the only cost.
It's the Aztec experience in Mexico City. Your last story of a new tourist promotion idea comes from Amy Dickinson.
Bonjour. Now go away, you filthy foreigners. Tourism to France is down lately, and so, using uniquely French thinking, the French have decided to capitalize on their reputation as the most rude, arrogant, and pretentious people on the planet. The Paris Tourism Office has launched a campaign called C'est so Paris, it's so Paris. They want to teach English speakers how to act more French, to master Gallic gestures that need no translation. For instance, l'amour. That's the pout that says you are malheureux, or bof, that famous French shrug, which means you are so not interested in selling your baguette to that pesky customer. This effort happened after surveys showed that 2/3 of English tourists found the French insufferable. And this, after England won World War II for them. The French making fun of themselves. What's next? Quitting cigarettes? Shaving? Bathing? No.
So. Artemis, basically, you could go to any one of these places for one of these reasons. You could go to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland to see the Hall of Infamy, rock and roll's less savory side. You could go to Mexico City.
Ooh,
says Mo.
Sweet home Tenochtitlan.
To experience what the Aztecs were really like. Or you could go to Paris and learn to be rude and insufferable yourself, just like they are there. Which of these is the story of a real new tourism promotional idea?
I'm going to go with the first one, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
That's the one you choose? You choose Adam's story about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Well, to bring you the correct answer, we spoke to the journalist who alerted the world to this.
I think what the French are saying is it's okay to act like us and even mimic us. And in fact, they have a contest, and they're going to announce a winner here very soon for the people who can mimic them the best.
That was Jeffrey Stinson of USA Today. He reported on the French rudeness promotion. I'm so sorry, Artemis, but as you heard, Amy had the right answer.
Well.
I know. You did not win our prize, but you did earn a point for Adam for his, I think, brilliant and, in fact, ultimately profitable idea for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
And I thank you, Artemis. I mean, I always feel kind of like I failed when I write something plausible for that.
I know. But I think you're right. I think, like, you know,
what?
Led Zeppelin, Groupie and the Shark, people would line up. Artemis, thank you so much for playing.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
I love Paris in the springtime. I love Paris in the fall.